You're listening to a podcast from the PTB Media Network. We got something. What's up, Liga 3 Nation? Welcome to another episode of your favorite spinoff of your favorite podcast on your favorite podcast network. What is up, everybody? It's the Mr. Mike Agostinho here with you again for another edition of Liga 3 English, following the Portuguese third division, the teams from our home towns and cities, North, Central, and Southern Portugal, all represented. And, well, we have one team promoted already. One team has booked their ticket to the Liga 2, while four teams, we're going to be saying goodbye to four teams tonight as they have been relegated from the Liga 3 and they're on their way to the fourth division, the CNS. We'll talk about who they are in just one moment. And if you're listening, you probably already know because, well, you know, you're smart. If you're listening to this podcast, you're one of the people that know. Thank you for listening, of course. And if I haven't introduced myself, I am the Mr. Mike Agostinho. You can follow me on Twitter at Mike Agostinho. That's at MikeAgostinho. How is everybody doing? And before we get started, just a little announcement. I know I had said I was going to get an episode of Mr. Benfica out to you on Wednesday. Didn't happen. My son stole my computer. What can I say? I was ready to do it, and then I looked, and it was missing. You see, I taught him how to make videos not that long ago because he's really into marbles and racing his marbles and creating stuff. And now I can't get my computer away from him. I'll be here working on my work computer. My shift will end, and I'll be ready to go and create some content. And next thing you know, he took my computer, and he's editing video, his own videos. And yeah, by the time I got it, I tracked it down yesterday. Well, it was already kind of too late to start the show. So what I'm going to do is I am going to either record episode 187 of Mr. Benfica tomorrow on Friday, May the 10th. Or if that doesn't work out, I will do it on Sunday after the match with Roca. Of course, you know I'm going to be recording after the women's match Saturday, probably Saturday night my time, so it'll be in your podcast player Sunday morning when I recap Benfica's women's match there. Decision Day Showdown with Racing Power FC, which is taking place this Saturday. All right, that's out of the way. Let's get to Liga 3. This is the final week. This was, I should say, the final weekend in the relegation groups and very, very close to the end now in the promotion groups as well. So why is that the case? Well, because in the promotion group they have to play 14 matches. There are 8 teams in the promotion group. In the relegation groups there are 6 in each section, so it's 10 matches. That's why the relegation group is now done. Okay, we go to Saturday, May 4th's action. And we start in the promotion group in a huge match, and this is one I was checking out early, and I was very excited about this one. We go to La Rosa, the sensation team up until about 4 weeks ago, a team that really I've been very vested in this season, a team I've watched a lot of, and a team I openly admit am rooting for to be promoted. They hosted Braga B, the Baby Bishops, traveling to La Rosa for this one. And if you're Lusitania La Rosa, you had to win this match. So in the 15th minute, it was the dream start for the home side, for La Rosa. Mika steps up. Mika converts his penalty. 1-0 to the home side. Remember, they had come into this match after flying high through the beginning of this stage. They were coming off a run of 5 matches without a victory, losing 4 of those 5. And they really, really had to win this match if they were to keep themselves in the race to be promoted. It would be an incredible story. It'd be back-to-back promotions. Remember, they were the champions of of the CNS last season, or they might have been the runners-up. I don't remember anymore. But they came up along with Athletic Club de Portugal as the two finalists in the CNS in the Portuguese fourth division last season. And in the 41st minute, they would get another boost here. They would double their lead. Elise Goba Zakpa with the goal for La Rosa, making it 2-0 and taking that 2-0 lead into halftime. But in the second half, the Baby Bishops come back. They want this promotion bad. You can see it. Os Guerreiros do Minho, the Minho Warriors, fighting back. Jan Said would make it 2-1 in the 65th minute. And just 1 minute later, yes, just 1 minute later, Dimitro Livetin would redirect the ball into his own goal. And suddenly it is 2-2 in the 66th minute. And it looks like it was going to be a share of the spoils and a point to each, which Braga B would have been ecstatic with because they sat above La Rosa in the table for this one. They sat looking to, a victory could have even pushed them almost to the finish line to guarantee promotion, but they did pull themselves back into the race here, making it 2-2, looking like they were going to rescue a point, and it was going to be a sixth consecutive game for La Rosa without a victory. But, big but here, 87th minute, put some respect on this name. It is Marcos Valente who scores for La Rosa and rescues all 3 points for Lusitana La Rosa in a must-win game in front of their passionate home fans. And the dream is still alive for Lusitana La Rosa. They take all 3 points in this massive six-pointer and they keep their hopes alive. Your final was Lusitana La Rosa 3, Braga B 2. We move to the University City, still in the promotion group. It is the students, Académica, taking on Atlético Clube de Portugal. And in the 36th minute, the students take the lead at the Municipal de Coimbra. Juan Pereira converts a penalty and adds to his season tally, making it 1-0. But in the second half, Atlético Clube de Portugal marches back. And I've said this name countless times this season. He's got the name of a famous footballer from about a decade ago now. I can't believe it's been that long. But yes, Balotelli scores for Atletico and makes it 1-1. And Atletico, though they're only playing out the calendar, and actually both of these teams are really just playing it out at this point, both teams will take a point and share the spoils in this one. Académica 1, Atletico 1. Now, to a massive relegation match, and yes, I was watching this, and yes, I may have popped a little champagne on a Saturday morning here, as it was Canelas hosting Faf. Canelas in deep trouble here. Has anyone gone to the jail to let Macaco Madureira know that Canelas are relegated? Adios, ciao, adeus, whatever you want to say, au revoir. See you later. Don't take care. Actually, hope to never see you again, Canelas. They are relegated in the 43rd minute. Pedro Matos puts Faf ahead. And in the second half, in the 61st minute, just after the hour mark, Abel Folha would double the lead for Faf. Canelas with no answer. And Canelas, see you later. Like I said, actually, I hope I don't see you later. I hope I never see you again. Canelas 2010, 0. Associação Desportiva de Faf, 2. All 3 points go with Faf. And Faf really just playing it out now. Or this was the last match. So they played it out and still managed to take all 3 points and send Macaco Madureira's team back to amateur football. We stay in the relegation group, but now we go to the south section. We go to the Coimbra district. Oliveira do Hospital hosting the already relegated Pedro Pinheiro. And in the 20th minute, the referee points to the spot for a penalty. Gabriel Chagas would convert for Oliveira do Hospital. They would hold that 1-0 lead throughout the match, and it would come down in the final moments when Pedro Pinheiro trying to rescue a point, playing for pride, playing for honor. And unfortunately for them, they'd be caught out of caught out on a counterattack. Paulo Grillo is the name of the Oliveira do Hospital player. Gets on the end of it and finds the back of the net and makes it 2-0 to the side from the Coimbra district. And that is how this one finishes. Oliveira do Hospital 2, Peru Pinheiro 0. We keep going. And we go to Sintra now. And actually, this match wasn't played in Sintra. It was played in Setúbal at the historic Bonfim, the home of Vitória Football Club, where just a week earlier they had been graced with the presence of one José Mourinho when he went to watch his Vitória play. This time, Primeiro de Dezembro using Vitória's stadium as their adopted home, I guess, for the match. And they hosted my Caldas Sport Club, already safe. And in the 76th minute, in a match that was kind of a stalemate. Now, Primeiro de Dezembro not exactly safe before the match, but as things would play out, they would get more comfortable. And in the 76th minute, like I said, Henrique Henriques. Yes, that is his name, Henrique Henriques. He scores for Caldas, makes it 1-0 to the visitors. 5 minutes later, though, the referee points to the spot. It's a penalty to Primeiro de Dezembro. Manel Lige steps up, but Manel Lige's penalty is saved. He's unable to convert. And this one finishes Primeiro de Dezembro 0, Caldas 1. And that closes the season for Caldas as they win their final match and send their traveling supporters home happy for the summer. We go to Alcochete. Sporting B hosting Amora. Amora fighting for their lives, but they really did not put up much of a fight here, and it's sad to see because they were such a good team 1 year ago until the final stages, until the promotion stage last season. They were dominant, and I think they were the best team in the Liga 3 through the first two-thirds of the season a year ago. This year, it all comes down. And in the 34th minute, the collapse begins. Lucas Anjos scores for the Baby Lions. 8 minutes later, Giovanni Kenda doubles the lead for Sporting B. That would be the result at halftime. It would be 2-0 to Sporting B. In the second half, the Lions would come out and they would basically put Amora out of their misery here. Manuel Mendonça makes it 3-0 in the 53rd minute. 3 minutes later, Lucas Anjos doubles his tally. It's 4-0 Sporting B. And in the 73rd minute, to close out the scoring, Alexandre Brito makes it 5-0. That's how this one finishes. Sporting B finished top of the relegation group south with this 5-0 thumping of Amora back up north. And it is Trofense taking on Saint-Jeanins. And it is a massive matchup, actually. As though it would have taken a mathematical miracle to relegate Saint-Jeanins, they still wanted to see this one out. And they did well. They traveled to face Trofense. And it would be the visitors, Saint-Jeanins, getting on the board first in the 61st minute after an hour of scoreless play. Marcelo Santos makes it 1-0. 80th minute, it's Rui Moreira who will double the lead for Saint-Jeanins, and the side from São João de Madeira is going to be very happy here. Their traveling supporters will be happy. They are safe. They already know some of the other results. They already know Canelas is losing and that they can't be caught. But in the 88th minute, they concede a penalty. And Nuno Valente steps up and converts for Trofense. This one finishes Trofense 1, Saint-Jeanins 2. But basement dwellers, Vianense from Viana do Castelo, hosting Anadia in a six-pointer, a relegation six-pointer. Whoever lost this match was likely going to be relegated, and a draw would have also been unfavorable to Vianense, that is. This match would stay 0-0, and of course, everybody in the stand in Viana do Castelo, whether they were supporting Vianense or they were supporting the side from the Aveiro district, Anadia, they were also tuned to their phones and to their apps. In the old days, you used to carry a radio and you'd listen to a radio. Nowadays, everybody just has their phone and they got the score apps up. Whether it's SofaScore, FotMob, whatever you use, LiveScore, there's a million in one of those apps these days, it seems. They got him up, and they're watching Kanellage, and they know Kanellage is losing. And they both sides know a victory will do. Or I should say both sides. Vianis needed the victory. Anadia, knowing that Kanellage was... No, if I'm not mistaken, both sides needed to win this match. There was nobody safe with a loss here. And the play would get, it would get physical, it would get testy. And in the 54th minute, you know, emotions would take over and Vianis would see themselves reduced to 10 men when Leandro Villas-Boas would see his second yellow card and be sent to the showers early with a whole 35 minutes to play. And unfortunately for them, it would all come undone in the 69th minute as Brenu would score for Anadia and guarantee their safety in Liga 3 and unfortunately guarantee relegation of Vianis to the 4th division. Now, I didn't mention this, but there's also a case in the air about the fact that Kanellage were supposed to have 3 fewer points than they did. They were ducked 3 points earlier this season. They had an appeal on that was rejected. Yet the Federation, in all of their official communications on their website, were yet to deduct those 3 points from Kanellage. And we would have had a real situation on our hands here had Kanellage won. And had they stayed up, or at least appeared to stay up, and then someone was going to have to make the decision to apply those ducked points or not. And I think the Federation was holding out hope that maybe it would just take care of itself with Kanellage being relegated anyway. That is the way it played out, but that is just another example of horrible, horrible administration and organization in Portuguese football. This is, it's just so amateurish at this point. And it, no excuse for it. If you're going to duck a team 3 points or dock a team 3 points, those points got to come off right away. There's none of this, you know, not mentioning it, hoping it's going to go away. I don't know what the idea of the Federation was. This league is run by the Federation. It doesn't have a separate league body that administrates it. But in the end, Kanellage would go down anyway. And, well... Vianis, unfortunately for them, are going to go down with them. And this one, again, was one they had to win and were unable to. Your final, Vianis 0, Anadia 1. Back to the promotion group for the last match on Saturday. And Lusitania La Rosa, ecstatic about their win earlier in the day, who no doubt were tuned to Canal 11 watching this one, hoping for some help from the side from the Póvoa. It's Verzin hosting Felgueiras 1932. And, well, it didn't start out well for Verzin or for La Rosa here, as Felgueiras would take the lead just 10 minutes in. Felice Vaz would get the go-ahead goal. But just before halftime, 45+2, Verzin would pull level thanks to Xandão. And the two teams would head to the locker rooms all tied up at 1 apiece. We come out of the second half, and actually, for a minute, it looked like things were going to go in favor of La Rosa, as Verzin would take the lead over Felgueiras, so La Rosa would temporarily sit nicely in that third place spot, which gives them a chance to go into the playoff against the 16th place side from the second division for that final spot in next year's Liga 2 season. It was Julian Bonilla who would score for Verzin and make it 2-1, but that lead would be very, very short-lived as Afonso Silva would put Felgueiras back level. Just 3 minutes later, 2-2, and then in the 90, we go to stoppage time, 90+2, and a result that would have been interesting to say the least, but it would be undone as Bruninho would come through for Felgueiras, and the roadside would steal all 3 points in the dying seconds of the match, and just like that, Felgueiras would leap frog over La Rosa back into third place with this win. And this battle for third place specifically, I think, is going to go down to the final minutes of the final day of the season. Your final in Póvoa de Varzim is Varzim 2, Felgueiras 3. And then one match on Sunday in the mountains in the Serra. It is Sporting Covilhã taking on Alverca. Alverca with the victory can guarantee promotion, given, you know, actually, regardless of the results throughout the day, they knew that if they won, they were going to have a 7-point lead on second place. And with only two matches remaining, they knew that that would be enough to punch their ticket for promotion. And in the 37th minute, the league's top scorer would put them ahead. João Costa puts Alverca, puts the Ribeirinhos in front. And they take that 1-0 lead with them to halftime and come out in the second half and get an extra boost, an extra help here from the home side when Pedro Casagrande would be sent off for the Leões da Serra, for the Mountain Lions. This one would stay 1-1 until the final moments. But then in the 90th plus 5, it would be Pedro Jesus who would find the back of the net and seal the 3 points and seal promotion for Futebol Clube da Alverca. Congratulations to the Ribeirinhos. And now they know they're going up, and they know they're very close to being champions of Liga 3, being the third ever champion of Liga 3. Congratulations again to everybody at that club. Congratulations to everyone from Ribatejo. Congratulations to every fan, sócio, simpatizante, whatever word you want to use, of Futebol Clube da Alverca. They are going up. This one finishes Sporting Covilhã 0, Futebol Clube da Alverca 2. Let's look at the table now. And we start in the promotion group, as we said. Alverca, 27 points from these 12 matches. They can be champions this weekend when they host Académica this weekend. They can lift the trophy, essentially, because even a point will be enough to win the title this weekend. So, of course, all eyes on Alverca. In second place right now, 6 points behind them, is Braga B. And they're holding on to a narrow 1-point victory, 1-point lead over the two teams chasing them in third and fourth, which are, of course, Felgueiras and Lusitania La Rosa, both on 20 points. Again, this is going to go down to the final moments of the final day. Braga B cannot celebrate yet. They've only got a point lead and two matches to play. They could very easily end up in fourth if they do not take care of business in the next two matches. And we got another 6-pointer next week. So, spoiler alert there. We'll talk about that in just a second. Fifth place now belongs to Alverca. They have 16 points. They can still theoretically catch Felgueiras and La Rosa for third place and get a playoff spot, but highly unlikely. And then the other three teams are just playing out the fixture list at this point. Sixth place is Sporting Covilhã with 9 points. Seventh place, Verzinho with 8 points. And eighth place belongs to Atlético with 7 points. Go to the relegation groups. We start in the north. Faf out in front, and they'll be happy, I think, with this final stage and the way they performed. 26 points for Faf. Trofens just behind them with 20 points, 6 points behind them, I should say, but very much safe at this going into this round. Of course, the season's over now, so they are, in fact, safe. São Joanense third with 18, and Anadia fourth with 15 points, finishing 2 points ahead of Canelas. Canelas, once again, get lost. They're going down. They have 13 points. And Vianense finished sixth with 10 points. In the south, relegation group south, or group B if you want to be official, Sporting B, 26 points. They're going to be very happy with their performance as well. A plus 14 goal difference in this relegation group in this final phase of the season. Caldas will be second with 22 points. They're going to be happy with that. Another year of Liga 3 football in Caldas de Rainha. Be interested to see what the team makeup looks like next season. As I said, they just had an AG. They got a new president, and they are, I believe, forming a SAD as we speak. So there may be a overall rise in professionalism or professionalization of the, until right now, fully amateur side, who have performed quite well as an amateur side in this very much professional league in reality, even though it's semi-professional in theory. But this was a accomplishment again for Kalish to stay up another year. Third is Oliveira do Hospital on 18 points, and fourth, safe by a point, thanks to the result at Alcochete, thanks to Amora's 5-0 thumping, or being thumped 5-0. It's Primeiro de Dezembro. They stay up with 17 points, and after the first phase, if you thought they were going to stay up, it did not look like they were going to. They managed to. Congratulations to them. And then the side in the Margem Sul, or both of them in the Margem Sul, Amora go down with 16 points, and Peru Pinheiro also with just 8 points. Those are your four relegated teams, Amora, Peru Pinheiro, Canelas, and Vianense. And that's where we are as we speak. Let's take a look. Top scorers now. And he's going to win the Golden Boot, and this is an impressive total in a third division. João Costa of Alverca, 20 goals, none of them coming from the penalty spot. He's undoubtedly going to be the player of the year in this league. I think it's inevitable. And we'll see if he doesn't get picked up by another second division team or even make a leap to the first division. But what a season for João Costa and for Alverca. He's got 20 goals, like I said. João Tarzan Rodrigues of Caldas right behind him. I shouldn't say right behind him. He's 5 goals behind him with 15. 4 of his coming from the penalty spot, but still a personal best for him in the Liga 3. And he's going to be very happy with that second place. It's not guaranteed yet because the player behind him still has 2 more matches, but he's going to be very happy with that total of 15 goals, and wait and see if that holds up for second in the Golden Boot race. Jan Said of Braga B is third with 12 goals. Miguel Pereira of Felgueiras has 11. Alex Tunk of Canelas and Marcelo Santos of São Joanense, as well as Juan Pereira of Académica and João Oliveira of Amora, all with 10 goals. Tambo Monteiro of Felgueiras rounds it out with 9. And that, my friends, is Liga 3 for this week. Let's look at the fixture list. We've only got promotion games left now. And what does it look like on this coming weekend? All the matches will be played on Sunday, May the 12th. Atletico welcome La Rosa to the Tapadinha, as La Rosa need to keep pace, and they're going to want to get 3 points because the two teams they are chasing are playing each other. This is going to be a 6 o'clock Portuguese Standard Time kickoff. Felgueiras hosting Braga B, while in Ribatejo, Alverca, it'll be the celebration day and potentially the title clinching match as they host Académica. And then those are the 4 matches. That's all we've got this weekend. And that's where Liga 3 stands right now. Let's take a look at Liga 2 before we go and see who the candidates are to come down. I think we kind of know at this point, but let's see what's going on there in the Liga 2. Sabseg and Santa Clara are your leaders in the Liga 2 Portugal. The Liga Portugal 2, excuse me. They have 67 points right now from 32 matches. 2 rounds to play in that league as well, in that division. Second right now belongs to Nacional. They have 65 points, and they are chasing Santa Clara right now. But those are the two leaders, and they have those automatic spots right now as we speak to go up to the first division. Third place, which is a playoff. And again, if I'm rooting for anyone, I'm rooting against this team. It is AVS Sad, not a real club. They have the last thing Portuguese football needs is another team with an average of 200 or 300 fans a match going to the first division. I don't care what they do on the pitch. They don't have supporters. They don't have a club. They have a stadium, but they don't have any fans. They sit right now third with 63 points, 3 better than fourth place Marítimo, who the league desperately needs back in the first division. Marítimo have 60 right now, and then it's a huge gap. Nobody else has any chance of going up because there is a 14-point gap from there, where Passos de Ferreira sit in fifth with just 46 points, the same as sixth place Tondela. Mafra, 7th with 44. Portobi also on 44, as is Torreense. Academic de Viseu, 10th with 42 points. And Union Leiria, our defending champions, are 11th with 39 points. Benfica B, 12th with 38. And then the race for relegation starts to get really interesting starting here. 14th place belongs to Oliveirense. They have 34 points. One better than 15th place, Leixões, with 33. And four better than 16th place and the team that is headed for a playoff against the third place team from our Liga 3. That is Feirense right now. They have 30 points. And then what appears to be all but a done conclusion now, all but a, you know, it's all but a formality. 17th place, is unfortunately, is Bolonense, as they seem to be headed back to Liga 3. Of course, it'll be fun to cover them again next season. But I had really high hopes for them this season as they had made, you know, promotion every season all the way till this year. And now it looks like they're going to take a step back. But sometimes to take a step, to take two steps forward, you got to take one back. And Bolonense will regroup in the offseason. They have 26 points. 4 points out of 16th place in a spot in that playoff. It's unlikely, but it is possible. It's mathematically possible for them to catch Feirense right now. And in the bottom, with really nothing left to play for, they are going down. They having all kinds of financial issues as well. It's Lanc Vilaverdense with only 24 points at this point in the season, 32 rounds in. And that is where Liga 2 looks like right now. When we rejoin, when we resume looking at Liga 2, in 2 weeks' time, we will know exactly what teams are going to be joining us next season in Liga 3 and who's going to be going in to the playoff against the third-place team from Liga 3. That's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. As always, the Mr. Mike Agostinho here. And if you haven't already, like I said, follow me on Twitter at Mike Agostinho. That's at MikeAgostinho. Thank you for listening to the Parking the Bus Podcast Network. Don't forget to subscribe if you haven't already. There's a lot of stuff coming your way. And we've got a lot to talk about. I've got a lot planned for this summer. So please stay subscribed to the feed. And, of course, Mr. Benfica comes your way very, very soon as well. And that's going to do it. So thank you for joining me. And I will talk to you again very, very soon here on the PTB Media Network. Mike Agostinho, the Mister, signing off for another week. We'll see you next time here on Liga 3 en Inglês.